Good morning. 7:10. Yes, 7:10 a.m. on August the 24th, 2013. Saturday morning, and nobody had to get up and get out and get moving by 7, except me. And I didn't set an alarm last night, so as a result, I slept until I slept until I was usually walking. So I've been up just about an hour right now, and I spent the last 17 minutes walking. I haven't had any coffee. My mouth is still all gummed up from overnight. My brain is still all gummed up from overnight. Oh, what am I thinking about today? Not a whole lot, to be perfectly honest. It's I'm not awake. Had an interesting exchange with a fan last night on email who took issue with the use of the word randomly when Ishmael was describing how Freddie closed the door to her office at unpredictable intervals, and how the odds of the door being closed because she was discussing something important went up when the door was closed, so it wouldn't fool any of the crew. And now the problem with that is, yeah, if it was only one or two, if it was something that happened rarely. But the reality is that she closed the door when she was sleeping. She closed the door when she wasn't even like in the cabin. She closed the door when she was in the shower or doing something that required concentration, like writing reports. So she closed the door for a lot of reasons that had very little to do with whether or not it was a life-threatening activity she was discussing or a personnel matter that she was reviewing. So that there were so many times when she closed the door when it was trivial, that there was no way that anyone could really make any kind of assessment about what was going on when the door was closed. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we went back and forth about this for a couple of four or five, actually, exchanges on email. And I was trying to come to some sort of understanding of what her point was, and that I had used the word randomly incorrectly. And the reality was, no, actually, I hadn't. Her characterization was, I had used it in the same way someone might use down when they actually meant up. Because Freddie did not close her door randomly. And I was really confused, because it's like, oh, you technically no, because she didn't like consult a random device. She didn't flip a coin to say, okay, heads it's open, tails it's closed. But she thought Ishmael's response to it as being, yeah, okay, big deal, not really, was inappropriate, ultimately, is what we came down to. It was one of those very weird conversations. It's like, well, you know, I'm really glad you're reading into this so much that isn't there, because it means you're reading deeply and processing it. And going back and looking at it, I asked her, how should I rewrite this to take away this source of friction for you in the story? And she really was basically wanted me to take the paragraph out and reduce it to a line about closing the door was not significant to Ishmael. And it's like, well, yeah, except the paragraph isn't about Ishmael, it's about Freddy and Ishmael's perception of her. So, good morning. So if I take the paragraph out, then we lose this insight into Freddy. So I'm still kind of a loss, because I understand what she's saying. I don't necessarily agree with it. And it's not like I don't understand what random means in the mathematical and statistical sense, but it's really not how it's being used. And I understand things like random access memory, which mean non-sequential, which is, again, not how it's being used. So, I don't know. I left it that I would look at potentially trying to redo that paragraph, but I'm really kind of at a loss as to what I might do about it. At least it's cool today, a little bit. It's certainly less muggy. Ah, here comes the lady with her little chubby beagle. Day's still young yet. I need some breakfast, I need some coffee. I'm way low. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
So, yeah. I'm trying to think of what to talk about today. Dog days of podcasting. We're counting down to the end of the month. I haven't missed a day all month. I haven't missed a day for 25 days, I think. I did go back and discover that I had misnumbered the files. I misnumbered the posts. So if you got double posts lately, that's why the numbers were off. Went through and corrected them. And they were off twice in the same week. So I obviously was not paying close attention. This is going to be warm. The long eastern reach is in full sun right at the moment. Pull my hat down. Oh. Back is sore. Everything's sore today. Yesterday with convocation, my wife went to the annual convocation sweated her butt off while they were sitting there in the hot sun in their black robes. Monk Paul. And so far, the daughter hasn't returned home from school. So, 2 whole days, woohoo. What I have to talk about today. Somebody asked, what do you talk about when you have to do this every single day? What do you find to talk about? And generally, I don't have too much trouble finding stuff. That Kevin Spacey thing yesterday, I got a lot of attention. Posted it on Google Plus. And didn't get as much done in half share as I had hoped to yesterday, although I did hear back from my editor on OwnerShare, and they should have that back in time for an October 1st release. That also means I need to get South Coast percolating through the process here. First thing I need to do is make my own first cut on editing before I send it out to editors. I did find a cover. The cover art is done. I need to add the typography, the back cover, title, author. I need to get half share out. I think a quarter share is finally up in paperback. And I contacted Amazon, and they said they can't take it down, but they will make it unavailable. I understand why they can't take it down, because the book is being offered as used. But Ryden no longer has rights to publish it. And so making it available to buy from Ryden, no, that edition needs to stop being sold. in theory, it will link up with all the other formats so that the Kindle and the paperback will be together. In theory, eventually. Of course, I still don't understand what took so long for CreateSpace to publish it. It was, the proof was approved days ago. And it's, it took 3 or 4 days for it to show up. And Captain Share is sliding down the ranks, as I expected it will. It'll get to sometime around the end of the month and probably drop 500 points overnight. Although it's had a really steady sales rate for the last week. So the initial big push in the first days has fallen off the ranking algorithm. And what we're seeing now is a rank that's being sustained at a much more sedate level. This morning I had dropped to number 15 on the science fiction authors list, which is still pretty good. I can't complain. I really need to get another book out. Owner Share will be that book, I think, next. And then I'll try to get South Coast in November to see if I can't keep it building. Or at least give it a good kick in the pants until I can get the next book out. I have to start writing books, haven't I? I'm still working on old stuff. I haven't been able to write the new stuff yet. Good morning. I haven't been able to write anything new yet because all of my writing time goes into paperbacks at the moment. 8. 17, not bad, not bad. I'll take it. It's 17 and a half, but still not a bad second mile. I still haven't mowed the front yard. I couldn't really yesterday. Everything was soggy. Still really wet right now, but sun should dry it out pretty quick. Anyway, I made it again. One more day. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.